Amid an ongoing pandemic, political transition, market volatility, and economic uncertainties in the U.S. and abroad, staying on track financially is a challenging task right now. Alex Gonzalez is a wealth manager and financial planning expert. Alex, what is the difference between building wealth and merely preserving it?
Individuals focused on growth are really looking into the future with certain goals in mind. Then you have those that are focused more on preserving their wealth. In preserving assets, you're really focused on maintaining your purchasing power. You want your dollar tomorrow to be worth as much as it is today.
Is now the time to be aggressive or to play it safe?
We recommend a long-term balanced approach that allows for reasonable appreciation combined with some downside protection. There's a lot of emotion tied to money in the markets, and you got to have a plan. You got to keep it long-term, execute, and stick to what is important. For more information, you can reach out to regions.com/wealthmanagement. We're happy to address these questions and a lot more in terms of financial planning.
Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline, somewhat voiceless still, working on it. In our 26th year on the air, covering the latest in consumer tech, all sorts of cool things available today and into tomorrow, whether they be gadgets and gizmos, products and services, whatever the case. We would love it when you participate on the program. And it's very easy to do. We've got even a brand new way for you to do that. When you visit us at intotomorrow.com, where, of course, you'll find all of our audio and video links to all of our guests, so you can see the guest and see the products we're talking about. And, of course, also subscribe to our free podcast. But now there's a new thing on the site. On the right-hand side, on any device that you use, your phone, your tablet, your computer, you'll see a little red Ask Dave microphone button. And you can click that and ask a question, make a comment, help another listener, whatever you would like to do, and participate that way. So between that, we've got app calls, web calls, and even the old-fashioned way still works anytime, 24/7, 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. We want to hear from you. Our next guest sells an omnidirectional treadmill, if you will, that lets players walk and run, and even walk and run backwards, all kind of fun stuff, inside video games and VR worlds. He's the founder and CEO of Virtuix, and his name is Jan Goodluck. Jan, welcome back into tomorrow. How are you, sir?
Very well. Thank you, Dave, for having me. Pleasure to be part of your show.
It's a pleasure to have you with us as well. You're doing something quite unique. And Chris, of course, is also mixing video. And in the control room, they're watching the video of exactly what this device is. I was reminded by one of my producers that we interviewed one of your associates at the Game Developers Conference way back in 2014. When you were introducing this, mostly for arcades and maybe shopping malls and big operations, we were even more excited when we heard that you will be introducing a version for consumers. So first of all, tell me a little bit about the company that you founded, and then let's get into the goodies.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, we sell the Omni. The Omni, as you mentioned, is an omnidirectional platform that lets players walk around inside video games and other virtual reality applications. So it's a wild experience. We've been around for a few years as a company. We were one of the first companies in this new wave of virtual reality innovation. In the last few years, we have focused on the commercial markets, mostly VR arcades, entertainment centers, and sold our attraction to those type of venues. And now, excitingly enough, we are bringing the Omni to the home. That is our next phase of our company, to bring an Omni system to consumers for home use.
And I don't remember at the time, again, way back in 2014, what the cost was, but it was certainly prohibitive, I think, for most consumers. That's why you were, of course, addressing the business end of things, a B2B, if you will. But now the B2C, or business to consumer operation, is very exciting. Do you have a price yet and a potential availability on the Omni for the home?
Yep, absolutely. And the Omni for the home, we call the system Omni One. Uh-huh. Omni One is our upcoming home system. It's not ready yet. We plan to start shipping by the end of this year.
Good.
The price will be, it's still not for everybody. It's around, it's $2,000 for the complete system,
okay.
Including a headset. So it's a complete entertainment system that works out of the box. It's, you know, towards our investors, we often use the term Peloton for gamers.
Oh, I like that. And that's a great analogy because it does kind of drive that point home because you are writing it, if you will. You are engaged. And a lot of folks listening and, of course, watching the video at intotomorrow.com are able to say, yeah, VR is very cool. We've talked about it for years, of course. But we've also talked about how, with the exception of some gaming, it really hasn't found a niche, it seems, in these last many years. But then you take it an amazing giant step further, I think, with the Omni. So tell me, first of all, what you think is the current state of VR in gaming, and where are we headed into tomorrow?
Yeah, VR took some time to take off mass market. It really followed the Gartner hype cycle, for those who are familiar with that. It was a peak of the hype in 2015, 16, and then the trough of disillusionment. You know what, VR, it's not taking off as much. There's not yet tens of millions of headsets in the field. What's going on? And now we are in this, what I call a slope of enlightenment. VR is now steadily taking off. Oculus Quest, for example, which is a consumer product, $300 for the headset, great headset. They are approaching the 10 million unit mark, so certainly getting there, now finally getting to that mass market adoption. We indeed take it to the next level. With the Omni, you're not just sitting down, you're not just standing in place with a headset on and pushing buttons on a controller to move around. With the Omni, you are physically moving around, walking around, running around inside that virtual world. So we do take it to the next level. It's almost like in the movie Ready Player One. You know, some have seen that movie. That's really what we offer. It's we put players inside the video game or inside the virtual world.
In fact, you really help a player to be one with the game in every sense of the word. I mean, we talk about these VR headsets, you know, Facebook's Oculus, all this other stuff, and that's fine for some people, but you're not knocking over a coffee table or tripping over the dog or something of that nature. You're actually immersed in a game. And when it calls for walking or even running or backing up and so forth, you're doing it. And you've got wireless controllers. Again, we're showing this on the video right now at intotomorrow.com. So you've got to really see this. Even if you're not into gaming, this is awesome. This is truly a cool product, I think.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. And it's beyond gaming. Gaming is certainly a clear application. Lots of gamers out there that want to be truly immersed in the game, and that's what this offers. But beyond gaming, you can think of virtual tourism, you know, walking around inside Paris virtually.
Yeah.
Or enterprise applications as well, like training and simulation, exercise and fitness, you know, trade shows, events, social gathering. So there's many more applications beyond gaming of VR and of the Omni specifically, which truly allows you to move around naturally inside those virtual worlds. And that makes a big difference, highly immersive.
And Jan, you bring up yet another good point, and that is even just a physical fitness opportunity. I mean, I'm lucky if I manage to get on my run-of-the-mill treadmill, you know, standard treadmill, but I can't even do that if I don't have the TV on across the room and crank it up and try to be somewhat motivated in that sense. But if I had used an Omni, I would see that, number one, I'm not going to fall off the treadmill either. Explain to the radio audience who have yet to see this video how that works, how you're kind of, in a sense, strapped in, but I don't mean that in a confining way.
Yeah, you are held in place with Omni One. You wear a vest that is part of the system, and you are right. You cannot fall, you cannot trip. You're securely in place, but you are able to move around in 360 degrees. And you are correct. You are burning calories while playing video games.
Oh, yeah.
It is a treadmill. You are walking or running. Some of our players are running at full speed, you know, playing a first-person shooter game, highly intense. And that part is appealing to many. Hey, I can play video games, but hey, this may also help me stay in shape. Or parents who want to get their kids off the couch Hey, play the Omni. At least you're moving around and not sitting on your butt. So
yeah, that's true.
It's a nice side benefit.
What a great marketing opportunity. Hey, parents, get your kids off their butts. I think right there you're going to get a lot of attention. Oh, how do I do that? And then work on some financing or something, and they'll say, you know what, it's very worth it, by all means. So now, again, for the radio audience, yet seeing the video, and you've got to do that when you have a chance at intotomorrow.com. If you're driving, don't be looking at the radio. The point is, imagine kind of an oversized satellite dish is probably a good way to describe it, that you're walking on, that you're standing on, and you're literally moving inside this concave disc, I guess is a good way. How do you describe the base?
Yeah, you did that pretty well, Dave. A concave dish is a good way to put it, yeah.
Good. And now, do you need special shoes or something? Because it looks like you're doing moonwalking in some cases, or kind of like Michael Jackson, where you're sliding. And it seems to me that you can't do that in like a regular pair of sneakers. You just get stuck there.
Exactly. The whole technology is based on low friction. So it's a treadmill, but it doesn't have moving parts. It's not that you have belts, you know, rolling around in various directions. It's actually based on low friction. It's a low friction base.
Good.
And you also wear low friction shoes. So you basically slide on this dish, but the shoe is designed as such that it mimics a natural gait. So to your brain, it actually feels like you're walking on a treadmill.
Yeah.
But you're actually sliding. So that's really the key to this technology.
Jan, there is so much more to talk about that, if you don't mind, we're going to take a quick break, pay a couple of our bills, especially to be able to afford something like this, and then come back and talk more with Jan Goodluck, the founder and CEO of Virtuix. It's VirtuiX.com, and be certain to come by intotomorrow.com and check out this video especially.